Blog Talk Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning, everybody. You are now with You're Important to Sarah, and I hope everybody is feeling wonderful today. We will be interviewing Diane Shaver in a moment, an intuitive success coach and a radio show host, and she'll be coming on in a few minutes. But first, I'd like to give you my thoughts on the subject. Why do our parents want us to grow up as doctors or lawyers? Why do they think that these careers are so much more important than any other? Or, for that matter of fact, that are actually secure in those careers. I believe if you do not succeed the first time, it is because only it was a lesson to be learned. Do not make it something that is, you know, it's failure. Life is failure and I can't try it again. No, if we fail, it is because we're there to learn. It's a life and career education, one that would give you the tools and the valuable experience that no classroom ever can. Most of the people I have and still will be interviewing on the show have valuable experience to give you, experience that they've learned firsthand the hard way and have chosen to take the path to come on and help you understand their journey so that you can be empowered to understand yours. These tools are so very valuable because they were experience learned, and it meant that people had to fall down. They had to really reach their bottom. They had to face their very challenges of life. And they got back up. And in doing so, they show us how. They inspire us to stand up on our own. They lead us the way. They give us the tools to get there. They educate us. And we ourselves can then step up and stand on our own 2 feet in our own ownership again. This is what drove me to my work. I need to understand why we are what we are, to give us self-knowledge and to accept our uniqueness and our sole purpose, with the hows that unravel our confusion, like my View of Life program, which shows you where you are in your life right now, or the Perceptual Communication program, which gives you your personality DNA. That is our very earth key core, our personality. That personality will dictate how we're going to react to life, how we're going to make the choices that we do. If we understand who we are, we better understand why we make these choices. Understanding that, we also understand at times that not just to give in because our tendency is to go that way, but to seek that empowerment of our other key personalities that align with this and draw on those to find that courage when we need it and to step up into that strength of that character that we have within us. We meet people who seem to have it all. They seem to be very likable, and we wonder why them and not us. Well, maybe their frequency is on a higher level and they attract them favorability. What we should ask ourselves is, where is our level and what are we telling the world? It is very much, as I have had in a show in the past, we are what we think and speak. Our thoughts and our speaking words, our body action, our tone of voice, our very vibration will actually speak to people and how they're going to hear us. If you sound like a downer, they're going to, I don't want that in my life today. I'm simply not going to hear. If you speak always in, oh, it won't happen to me. Oh, I can't. Oh, no, half empty, not half full. You're not going to attract the people that are inspired by your belief in something, in yourself, in your possibilities. And they're not going to be there to encourage you. When you want something in life, you really have to paint that visual picture. You have to believe in it wholeheartedly, and you have to believe in the why you believe in it, and you cannot let anything or anyone influence you in any other way. We have to paint the picture of what we want so that the universe can deliver it to us. You know that old adage saying, you get what you wish for? Mm-hmm. Well, make sure that when you wish for it, you're wishing for it in clarity, that you are actually speaking to what you really want. And you know what? I'm not talking about, you know, the $12 million home and the Maserati and the sexy guy. No, I am talking about that wonderful soul purpose where your heart sings and your action is in abundance and your soul is in truth. I'm talking about when you know you feel alive, when you feel in that purpose of life, when your life counts, when you're doing something that not just excites you, invigorates you, and has that wonderful domino effect on everybody else around you. That is what we want to paint the picture of. Now, sometimes we don't know what it is that we want, so we don't know how to paint that picture. So what I'm saying is, don't paint the picture of what you think you may want, but paint the picture of how you want to feel. Paint the picture of you smiling in abundance. Paint the picture of your beautiful beach, if that's what you want. Paint the picture of you glowing with friends glowing around you. Paint the picture of life around you in the way that you want to see it. Allow your body to feel the way it wants to feel by inviting it to that feeling. Everything is strange at first. We know that. First time you walk into a new job, like the first time you walked into your school, the first time you met your husband, your lover, the first time you went for that first job. Everything has a first time. We get those butterflies, we get that anxiety. This is what drives us and excites us and it causes those little trepidations. But sometimes it can cripple us. Diane Shaver is a success coach with a difference. She helps you conduct your business by overcoming these judgments that disconnect one and encourage us to learn to live in our trust and intuitive empowerment. Transparency, clarity, and ownership of self owns the world that everyone, whoever you are, no matter what in life and in business, because you are important to the cohesive balance of the world. Diane, do I have you online?
I do. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning, Diane. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great and glad to have you here on the show. Now, you've done an awful lot in your life, being the holistic counselor, and you're also a success coach, and your whole premises around this is the intuitive way. Would you like to elaborate a little bit on your format of your work?
Thank you. Yeah, I would. Everything that we really need is inside of us. And so no matter whether I'm coaching someone or running a workshop or doing another kind of work, my job is always to lead people inside because they know exactly what's right for them. No one else can really tell them, but we can lead them to the place where the answers are. So all of my work is focused on that. Even when I'm working with business people who are very successful, that's always the work. And I was just working with a man yesterday who's been tremendously successful, has started businesses, made them successful, sold them, and so forth. And what he was doing was getting in his head and really ignoring his intuition. So my job with him, instead of doing business work, was really to get him inside and to help him recognize the times that he did get an intuitive hit and did follow it. And it was right.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? People forget to listen to the signs. And, you know, I tell my clients all the time, out of your head, out of your head, and listen to your soul and your heart and your spirit, because they will guide you to what is right. And when you are in tune with that, you actually do start seeing the signs and the opportunities around you. But our heads can talk ourselves out of things before we even see them.
Absolutely. I've been reading Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now again, and, I mean, he says it so well. I don't think anybody can re-say it better, but he helps people recognize when they're in their mind and so that they would be cut off from their intuition, and when they're present and in the now, which is where the intuition exists. So it's a very profound book, I think.
So in your coaching, you work mostly with business people. So, you know, I know that a lot of people will say that there isn't any consciousness in business, you know, that businesses is just, you know, cold cutting, money, bottom line, you know, no care for employees or for anybody. It's all, you know, cutthroat. And I believe and are seeing very evidently today in the new entrepreneurs of the world, that businesses become far more conscious-based and conscientious-based, where people are actually following that intuitiveness, that spirit, and the philanthropy of giving back or paying it forward. Are you seeing that in your coaching practice now?
Absolutely. And I work primarily with entrepreneurs, so I'm not working with big corporate people. And all the entrepreneurs that I work with, and especially I see it in the startups right now, that they have these incredible visions of how they want to do their business in a way that benefits everybody. And a lot of them are very green, and not just saying it that they're green, but they actually are green and very eco-conscious. But their concern is really about doing what their life path tells them. So I think the life path and the business have merged, and
yes,
they're creating a very different climate, and I think that's going to change everything. In fact, Sarah, you and I were talking the other day, and what you said I thought was very profound, and you said that, or I'll quote you if I'm wrong, please correct me, but that you think eventually, as all these businesses really take off and become firmly entrenched in the culture, that the government will also have to change, that everything is going to start changing.
People always think that the government is in full power, but quite honestly, we have the power to reject the government, and I'm not talking about that revolutionary. I'm talking about for all the gaps that are missing, instead of pointing at the government and say, provide, that we as a community, the entrepreneurial community, can come together and step up and fill those gaps and show them how it's really done.
Absolutely.
Yes, go ahead.
No. I was going to say absolutely that you're absolutely right, and that the entrepreneurial spirit is amazing. It's very independent. It is tuned to inside, because a lot of people are creating businesses that have never been out there before. So the only place that they have knowledge of it is what's inside. And that's what I think is changing everything, that there is an intuitive component to all of these businesses, and it's a pretty big component. And I think go ahead.
You know, that's what I love about, you know, what I'm seeing is that people are, you know, are talking, addressing the needs of the people, and that the entrepreneurs and the businesses that they're bringing about, you know, are businesses and products that people need. And it is about getting people also involved, because when you involve them in supplying for their own need, you're empowering them into their own sustainability or into their own worth. And so I really do see the entrepreneurial spirit becoming very community-based and very inviting.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is wonderful.
It is what's making the difference.
It is makes the difference. And, you know, when you hear from people saying one man can't make a difference, yes, one man can. If you're looking at one man being at the top of the world and having to make a difference, and I'm going to leave religion right out of here, I'm talking human. so that's another story and another topic.
Absolutely.
It isn't ever that one man, but if you look at that one man or woman, because there are so many more women entrepreneurs now leading the way, and that's why I think a great deal of it is paying attention to the nurturing of business and the nurturing of people. But it is the community, and you're seeing the men and the women stepping up in their communities, being leaderships, and inviting the community to be a part of it. And the domino effect of communities where this is happening is you know, your MLMs. I know a lot of people don't like MLMs, and some of them, I agree, you know, that they're not very authentic or ethical, but some of them are, and the beauty of them is that they're allowing lots and lots of little mini entrepreneurs to come out of it, because they're empowering people to be their own boss with the support of the organization, And this is allowing people to step up with a less risk factor than opening up a store, you know, opening up a business, because they're following a format and allowing them to step out there in their own empowerment. And I'm seeing this more and more growing around and people, you know, enjoying that fact of leadership where many, many people in the past ran from it.
Well, I know about that, but the people that I work with are true entrepreneurs and they're working for themselves. So I don't have a lot of input about that. But one of the things I would like to also bring up is one of the pieces that's so powerful right now is the sense of transparency and that people are being more mm-hmm. authentic and more real. And that allows everybody to know it's okay to fall down, it's okay to fail, it's okay to mm-hmm. make huge mistakes. And that's part of the process. And to get out of that perfectionist kind of thing
yes.
that we all grew up with. And I had a woman on my radio show the other night, and it's called It's Your Business. But she was talking about how she lost everything. She was making $25,000 a week. And she lost absolutely everything. Her sons got addicted, which started her looking for alternative therapies because the medical world was not doing well by then. And she also talked that her husband became an alcoholic during this whole process. He beat up one of the sons, and she sent him to jail. But, I mean, here she is on radio telling all this stuff. But when we do those kinds of things, there's nothing left to hide. And the only thing we can mm-hmm. be is real, and nobody can take anything from us.
Precisely. It's telling everybody that we're allowed to be fallible. You know that, you know, we don't have to be this whole idea of what perfection, there isn't perfection. There isn't. The perfection actually lies in the fallibility and the transparency, the clarity and the vulnerability. That really is what makes us perfect, because that was what makes us human.
Absolutely. And it's embracing that and allowing that to be is what makes us rise above where we usually are. So it's all the things that look, quotes, bad are really such blessings. I mean, people losing
yes.
their jobs, they thought it was the end of the world, but that's where our entrepreneurs are coming from.
Yes.
People losing all their money, it looked like the end of the world, but it made them understand what was real for them. And so when they start honing their life, they're making a life that's more authentic, more them, and not so controlled by appearances. So all of those
precisely.
Things that looked so bad were great. They were great.
I'm going to shout out a number, guys. If you want to call in and ask Diane a question, the number is 1-877-296-0345. And if you'd like to ask Diane a question, please do call in, and we've got about 10 minutes left. I completely agree with you that, you know, I think that what has happened is that the system broke. And
yeah.
everybody, you know, after first the initial shock, and obviously the fear and the whole, you know, tidal wave that happens after that. Now that it's calmed down, people are realizing that really it is not right to put all the emphasis on, you know, one regime or, you know, one government, one place to do everything for you. And that we really do have to take that ownership in decision making, and that we have to decide what is best for us and our lives and the way we want to conduct our business, and, you know, not the, quote, keeping up with the Joneses. And that
yeah.
it's very hard to keep that faith in keeping up with the Joneses if you can't pay the bills.
Yeah, and a lot of people are still doing it, but I think the message is very clear that everybody's in the same boat. I meet all kinds of entrepreneurs, excuse me, for networking purposes. And we're all saying the same things.
Right now,
we don't have a lot of money, but that doesn't stop us, and we're doing fine, and we are having a strong direction. And nobody's
yeah.
being ashamed of it. And so I think that
mm-hmm.
is just a theory. I think people are learning.
Yes, exactly. And that's, you know, what you hit on, the shame of it. You know, when people, I mean, I have a wonderful thing here that somebody actually did post on Facebook, which I think is fair, and it's famous failures. Michael Jordan, after being cut
yeah.
from his high school basket team, he went home and locked himself in his room and cried. Look where he is now. The Beatles,
yeah.
Eminem, Steve Jobs, Walt
yep.
Disney, Oprah Winfrey, Albert Einstein, and Branson. You think about it. All of these people were considered failures at one time because the venture they went after didn't pan out. But the information and the education they learned from that, they went on to make a success. And right. even in their successes, there'll still be little failures, but those failures are called redirects. You're not meant to go down this road. It won't work. Fail at that so you can go down another road. And I think people need to get away from these words, failures, as meaning it's the end of everything.
It's really the beginning, because it takes you away from a preconceived idea and opens you up to something that's new, authentic, and is going to work. And if you didn't have that... Absolutely. And if you didn't have that supposed failure, you would have been doing something that was empty. So absolutely, it's vital.
Absolutely vital. And, you know, it's that willing, I mean, like the Olympics is on right now. Do you think any single one of these athletes, you know, haven't fallen, you know, haven't failed, haven't lost a meet, you know, haven't, you know, struggled? I mean, every single one of them has. But what did they do? They got back up. They learned from that mistake. They know never to do that again. And they got back out and learned something new and kept on going. And we are the athletes in our own life, and we need to learn that tenacity.
Absolutely. And that comes from, the tenacity comes from understanding who you are and believing in yourself and being in touch with your inner core, not the external part of you, but your essence, and knowing what that is. And from that, you can keep on going. When you identify, I think, with the outer you, appearance you, the physical things that you may have or own, then it's very hard to keep going if you lose them. But when you're in touch with that inner core, there's nothing that can shake you.
Mm-hmm. I myself have been down this road in the last 5 years because I invested in a new electric motor technology, and I lost everything due to do this, but what I gained was an amazing amount of worth and value and self-respect for myself, and this technology is still very much, you know, very much in the running. It hasn't yet succeeded. So I didn't fail. I had a lot of redirects, and it has not yet succeeded, and it will, because I have the tenacity to keep going with it. And I think it comes down to belief. Do you believe in what you're doing? And do you believe in yourself in the way that you're doing it?
Yeah, and I think it's even sometimes even stronger than that. Sometimes I think it's just knowing, just having that intuitive hit.
Yep, yes.
The hit that intuitively that this is right, this is what I'm supposed to do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. It's okay. This is what I'm doing. And Oprah talks about this a lot, that people, she talked about her mother explaining to her how to hang the wash up on the line so that when she became a maid, she'd know how to do it. And she did not want to learn. She said, I'm not going to do that. And she just knew. That was knowing, based on nothing.
On that, that is something that I teach my, you know, my clients and people, absolutely. It's that, you know, for me, it's listen to the soul. That's where your truth and your knowledge comes in. It goes to your heart, where you get excited and passionate about it. It goes to your action, which is your spirit. You can set it free. By the time it reaches your head, you're in knowingness. You don't have to explain what you know. You just simply know. There is no doubt. There is no, you know, needing to validate it. You just simply know. And when you're in that spot, that is the ultimate truth that you need to know at that time that you need to know it. But people trusting that, that's something.
Well, it's just a question
that
of learning. It's a question of learning and choosing and choosing to trust yourself. Even if you, quotes, make a mistake, it's better to trust yourself than to follow someone else's path that looks like it's going to make you successful, because ultimately that will be the failure. In the real sense of the word. But if you listen to yourself and you fall down a few times, it doesn't matter, because you will find your way.
Yeah. Now, you've started a radio show now where you're talking about your business on Mondays, Eastern time over between 6 and 7?
Correct. Yep.
You like to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. It's on Kinetic Hi-Fi, which is a community radio online show, and so people can just go online to Kinetic, K-I-N-E-T-I-C, Hi-Fi, and sign in with their email and hit listen now. And in my show, I invite entrepreneurs on and have them tell their story because as brilliant as I am, I can't say the things that other people will say and give the insights that they will say. And it's so important. So I have people who are very successful in their entrepreneurial businesses coming on, telling how they fell down, what was their original vision, where they are now, what keeps them motivated, what they learned. All of those things, because I think that's invaluable. And to hear it directly from the person is wonderful.
Right. You're doing with the entrepreneurial businesses what I do with the people that have walked the path. You know, we're profiling, we're platforming people. And, you know, I don't know it all, and I certainly don't claim to. I'm still in learning in life. But all the people that I interview are people that have, you know, have had this experience. And this experience, we learn, you know, it's like the old... over the picket fence, isn't it? Over the backyard fence, you know, sharing with the neighbors. And we do learn that way. We learn more from people and we find that information from people who've walked the path so much more valuable than we do from the textbooks and somebody else's theory on it. So really, really important to have.
Yeah, and the first people that did things, there was no book to lead them. There was no course. There was no workshop.
Right.
They did it from inside. And this is what I try to tell people to remember. It doesn't matter. Stop taking courses. Stop doing this. Go inside. And if somebody can lead you in there, hallelujah, that's good. But that's where it needs to be because no one else has the particular mission and passion that you have. Each one of us is very particular in what we brought here to this planet. And that unfolding of that mission or that passion is what makes everything work because we're all pieces of this planet.
And the thing is that, you know, the tools that are given by these people, you know, some people do teach courses, but the courses are to enable you to have the tools to find your own path. The moment you start, you know, mimicking something or trying to become that person, then you've actually missed the point. Everything that people teach you, and even like what you're doing with your entrepreneurs and what you're teaching them, is for them to find a connection with it, for them to empower themselves. And I think people need to get away from this like, okay, I want to be a Tony Robbins. No, you want to take Tony Robbins' teachings if that's what hits you, if that's what resonates with you. And take those teachings and apply them into your own empowerment. But it must be your words you speak. It must be your journey you take, because otherwise they lose the authenticity. And it's, you know, that is the important thing, is keeping that authenticity of yourself. In your
Absolutely.
Book, How Life Works, you've only got a minute left. Perhaps you'd like to quickly tell us about your book, How Life Works. And one minute left. You can like to conclude things for me.
Sure. I wrote it for clients to remember who they are in between, and it's just little snippets about relationship, about work, about the planet, all of those things, just to remind people who they are, to bring them back inside, because that's what it's all about. It's about each individual person being uniquely who they are, and that is the gift that everyone gives to themselves, to the rest of the world, to the planet, and that's what is going to make this whole human culture evolve to the next step. So that's what everything I do is kind of based on that, and the radio show as well.
Right. Well, if you want to find out more about her radio show, you can go to my website, The Importance of You. That's the letter U, folks, theimportanceofyou.ca, and go to your The Important page. And Diane's bio is there, her website is there, her radio show is there, and please do get in contact with her. I thank you so much for being on the show, Diana, and I wish you great luck with your show and, you know, empowering those entrepreneurs because we need more of them. Thank you so much. And
thank
God
you,
bless.
Sarah, and thank you for your wonderful work. Keep it up. It's great.
Thank you very much, darling.
All right. Bye-bye, Sarah.
Bye-bye. Next week, I have an incredible lady called Erin Foster coming on. This woman has started an online preschool, and this school, it can go anywhere in the world wherever there is an internet, and they even have an apparatus that allows the internet to be anywhere in the world. She is phenomenal. She is courageous. What she has done is just brilliant, and it is the next generation of learning. So please tune in next week to meet Erin Foster. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And please remember, be true to who you are. Live in your authentic self. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful week.